You're listening to Go Fish with Mike Buck on AM 690, The Fishing Answer. This segment is being brought to you by the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council at wpcouncil.org. Now, troll on in.
Yeah, glad to have you back with us. Thank you so much for spending some time. This segment, as you know, is brought to you by the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council. If you were with us last week, we talked about something really nifty, and that is the lunar calendar for fishing. The Hawaiian lunar calendar for fishing, and we talked about the one that can go in your boat, the waterproof little small one. Today we're going to do something different. Some of you might have been around last year when we talked about a project that was a collaboration, first time, between the council and the YWCA. And before we get into that and our special guest, I want to go back and talk to Amy Vandehay a bit about her job as the outreach and educational coordinator for the council, because I know it's constantly growing. Now that you've had another whole year, you know, to be doing this, what have been some of the victories, and what are some of the things that are going on right now that people need to go click on WP Council to learn about?
Yeah, so, well, I've only been with the council since May, so not quite even a year yet, but so I'm still learning all the things that, the great things that are going on. But we've been able to focus on launching our new website in October this year.
WBCouncil.org is so nice. I mean, I'm telling you, so many people during the week say, hey, that's great, I'm glad. Now they're just cruising over there for fun because of the content.
Yeah, no, I think it looks really great. It's very easier to navigate and be able to find what you're looking for. It's focused right now on the five different fishery regions that we manage, as well as more specifically certain projects that we do.
Those of you that don't know, ever since 1975 when the council first formed, we are one of several, but it's the largest in landmass. And the really interesting part about that, it reaches all throughout the Pacific area, and it covers, you know, languages and cultures and everything. So, I mean, the bar set pretty high for what is expected of this council.
Yeah, no, in our area, I think it's about 1.7 million nautical miles, square miles.
That's a lot of water.
So, it's a lot of area. Plus all the international agreements as well. But, of course, we have the territories for American Samoa and Guam and the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands.
And what we've learned is, in previous times and even a couple weeks ago, is that right now, right this very minute as we're speaking, some of the quota that the longline fleet is using are some of the quotas that come from places far away. And the interesting thing about that, without spending a lot of time on it, is that a lot of what we're talking about here is fishing by time and fishing by calendar. And that's why these great calendars get done. And this is not to go out and have fun. This is to eat.
Many
of them to make a living, you know.
There's a very great, cultural component, and people were, you know, used to live themselves much more by the seasons and being outside more and being really in tune with that.
Well, you know, here on Oahu or here in Hawaii, you know, we can guarantee ahi on our table because we go down to the store and buy some.
Yeah.
but where we're talking about, they got to go out and get some.
Yeah, you know, most likely I have to be down there.
Okay, so I'm dying to get into, and by the way, there's more and more coming up. There have been some stock assessment and some other numbers and some other decisions made at the latest meeting that those of you that are hardcore guys and gals, get out there and take a look at it. Go to wpcouncil.org. Amy was just saying, it is, I mean, so improved. You just got to make it a regular thing. And if you don't know how to get on the computer, let your kids do it. They'll do it for you. Or better yet, your grandkids. Last week, and I want you to set us up a little bit with our guest from the YWCA. I remember last year working on getting the word out about a really, really neat concept of a calendar between the ladies of the world and calendars and fishing and the council. So this is like, how did you come up with that, Stu? How did we end up with this?
Well, I may let Talia kind of expand on that a little bit.
Okay, Talia Cadenes is the manager of the YWCA in Fernhurst.
Yes.
How long have you been there?
I've been there for 5 years.
And how do you like it?
I love it there. It's housing for women.
Yeah, and typically, I know there's no typical answer, but how do women get there and how do they stay there?
The women come from WCCC. Mm-hmm. They're referred. They actually earn their way. They have to complete programs in the prison.
So what they're doing referred. Is, mm-hmm. this is a transitionary yes. deal that they're doing, right?
Yes.
And so they and so they have to dot the I's and cross the T's before they can even yes. get there.
Yeah. Yes. And it has to be a choice, too, in many respects, because they're needing to work on their programming and really build a strong foundation when they come to Fernhurst out in the community.
You know, before we get into the calendar and stuff, let's talk about the misapprehension. Do they have a real idea what it's going to be like? Or they, how do they know before they get there what to expect?
They really don't. Because everything's changed depending on how long they've been in there. Mm. So that van ride over the mountain from Kailua over to Makiki is already, they're in shock.
Yeah.
Because of all the construction and all the buildings coming out. So that alone.
Yeah, that wasn't here last time, right?
Yeah. It's tough. So when they come to Fernhurst, they don't know what to expect. They've heard, they've seen literature, you know, programming, but they really don't know. So when they first come, our first goal is for them to have a really good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Isn't that amazing? Some of the things that we just so take for granted, right?
It's to eat, shower, get themselves situated, and wake up in the morning and start working on their life.
I remember when I talked about this a year ago, a lot of it had to do with self-esteem. Yes. And, you know, and regaining that.
Yes.
Doesn't this, I want you to explain how people light up to this project, what this project means, not just to the Y, but to the relationship between the Y and the council and women in general that are looking for new direction.
You know, when it was Sylvia at the council and Kitty Simmons who had the idea, they said, we heard that you folks were working on Hina and you were working with the moon in the gardens at Fernhurst. And we wanted to collaborate with you to do a calendar all about Hina. And at that time, so that was huge because for them it was new. And we said, why not learn all the stories? Mm-hmm. So with the women, with community, with the council, we started to learn about the number of stories about Hina that we didn't know about. So that's how big it's been. We've gone to the larger YWCA. What they did is... Kitty Simmons said, is it Simmons?
Simons.
Yes. Sorry, Kitty.
That's okay.
But what she said is she wants to get a calendar to all the women in the prison system.
And you know, Amy, this is what, and I remember working with Sylvia Spaulding last year at this time, and it was an unknown. And I remember when it hit the streets, it just became, it seemed to catch fire. It got a life of its own, you know what I mean? And so what is happening that's a little bit different this year than last?
So this year, every year we're, you know, kind of focusing on a theme. This year we are focused on community groups who are using the lunar calendar, whether it be ours or there's some others that are out there. But we just wanted to kind of give people an idea of how you could use it and, you know, get them spark their imagination, provide a variety of different groups that are using.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing to me? When somebody learns how to use a tide chart, and they say, well, I got the tide chart, but my neighborhood, the tide's a little bit different than it is in somebody else's neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Same thing, right? We're taking a look at this. So what is the expectation, Talia, this year on how this is going to get finished and how it's going to go?
So one of the things, just to wrap up, I do just want to say mahalo to the council because we were on this journey from last October to the end of December this year. So every month we have a story. So, and we learned Hawaiian values, different values that naturally came out of Hina stories. Mm-hmm. And so every month the women gather, they learn the value, they talk about the mo'olelo of the calendar. But I think what's more important is they started to create space where they can just be and they can connect to the culture.
Yeah, and that's why I think that if you were listening just a few minutes, a little while ago, just that transit over the Pali coming into town and after being incarcerated, for some of these people they hadn't been outside for a long time.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, what is the average amount of time before somebody steps into their next place?
To our place or outside after us?
Yeah, well, you know, there are some that stay and there's some that need... they need help, and that's when they're getting nurtured and getting this help with the goal of returning to family or returning to their island or getting back into society or getting a job.
if they have stable housing mm-hmm. and family supports yeah. and those relationships have been mended, it could be anywhere between 6 to 8 months mm-hmm. that they can transition back with the family.
What are you typically, and that being said, there's a list, a high list that you need to do on somebody, right? Before
yes.
What do you hear back from that? You've been at this for a while.
Yeah. What kind of list?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously when somebody is there as a resident, as a guest or whatever you want to say, and then they go somewhere else and you see them later.
Yes.
I'm talking about the people that have not gone back into the system, that have become exactly what this program is trying to do, and that it's create, you know, self-esteem, awareness, opportunity, and all of those things.
Well, it's yeah. amazing, because if you give people that safety and this grounding that our culture brings, Hawaiian culture, and they're able to identify their gifts and they're able to be resourced, they end up becoming managers, leaders in the community. Yeah. And they have this different kind of empathy because they want to now nurture the women that are coming out, or anybody.
Yeah, I really like that. And I know that, you know, yeah. there's a lot of people that listen to this show. They're listening to a fishing show. And
yes, sir.
What are you guys talking about? Why are we going to talk about fishing? You know what? We're all fishermen of some kind, Amy. And that's why it's kind of neat, because the calendar last year embraced the fishing calendar because mm-hmm. it was kind of that was sort of the theme it related. Now we're taking a step out. It still has the same impact, but you know, if you were to say, what's the difference between the themes of last year and this year?
The difference between the themes, I think, for us, I asked Amy the same thing. Mm-hmm. I said, are you sure you want me to go? Because it's a fishing show.
No. But you know what? We fish when we're on a bus.
Yeah.
You know, you're fishing everywhere.
And she said, you know, this is an aspect of the moon and the mahina, and it's all part of, you know, Kahukaleo talked last week about what they're doing at Waiava and in the prisons. And so for us, that's the next step, is now connecting. Now that we've worked on the hina, the feminine aspect, and we were learning, we're still learning, lots more to learn. Now we can connect with the kane or the ku side of hina, which is the balance, and then the children. And so it's a natural, organic next step.
I actually can tell, Amy, what's happening next year. I know what's happening now, right? Next year it's going to be the children. You know, and I'll just plant the seed about that.
Plant the seed,
and,
all right.
Yeah, and the reason I think that is because I saw this, and I have a copy, because the color of the wall in my office is kind of like this one, like the 2019, you know, but what I'm thinking is, it's something that both ends of the family can use.
Yes.
It's different if, you know, dad's got his fishing calendar, right? It's on in the man cave. Mom's got her moon calendar. It's in the kitchen. This is a user-friendly. Everybody can use this.
Yes. In our family, my husband and my father are all fishermen. Yeah. So even they said, you folks were in the fishing news, you know, because they read the fishing news. They keep up to date. Yeah. And it has sparked so much conversation because they're surprised that I'm interested now. Yeah. I said, how come? What moon is that? What's
exactly.
good for fishing?
Well, it's not just, you know, one can be growing mangoes and the other is to be growing, you know,
I mean,
you know, but it's to me amazing. And I know that this is the feeling of the council. When we go back into coastal management areas and things and rely on the people that live there, the indigenous people, the kupuna and everything else, the process and the results are always more gratifying than if somebody gets told what to do.
And this way
you can be a part of it, right?
Speaking from experience,
So that's why I think it would be sort of valuable for you to get in on this. And once again, I mean, you think it's easy. It's not easy at running the council where to put the assets. And this is obviously something that you know there's already going to be a waiting list.
Yeah, no, it's been popular every year and, you know, just has over and over been something that people really enjoy and feel is useful and valuable. So we just wanted to continue that.
What can you tell us, Talia, about that aspect about it? About the, I mean, it's not just a pretty thing to hang on the wall. It's a utility. It's to be used.
It's to be used. Yeah. So what we've been practicing, and we have lots to learn, is mostly about our emotions and how it affects us. So, of course, our women coming out of incarceration, they're there because of a lot of traumatic experiences. So this helps to ground. It helps us to connect to, like right now is Ole, it's the Ole moon. So for us, what we learned, and we observed, It's time to cultivate. So don't go and create, make big decisions during this time period. Mm-hmm. It's time to cultivate, clean up, till the soil. So whether that's in the garden, out in the ocean. So it really helps to connect them with the Aina.
There is a big difference. And you know, I mean, viva the difference between men and women. But I do know that it's very difficult for Wahinis that are incarcerated, particularly to be able to share with family. Because, you know, not every person incarcerated's kid can visit. And sometimes these are far and few between. And sometimes a gal that's in prison doesn't want her kids visiting because she doesn't want her kids to see how she's living. Tell us how that some of that can change.
So one thing is the OSA, they mm-hmm. call them at WCCC. Not sure if I can say her name, but her vision and mm-hmm. what she's done, because mm-hmm. the calendars went to everyone in WCCC.
I remember, sure, yeah.
Is at the very least, the moon can connect the moms with the children. Mm-hmm. And you know, that old American tell song, you know, just the connection. Yeah. And then learning the Hawaiian cultural mm-hmm. aspects of it, that alone yeah. brings some kind of unity between the mom and the children.
Yeah, I think that's incredible. And, you know, and I wish that everybody listening could see that, because then what we're doing here would make a lot more sense, because
yes.
if they really sort of get it. I think that, you know, I mean, this show, it's 25th year, this is... And we depart a lot from actual fishing, but in the same respect, Amy, we haven't really departed, have we?
No.
You're just using it a different way.
Yeah, different way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how many people there at your Y are involved in this? How many people are there now?
Right now, there's about 20 women there,
yeah.
And everyone, they get really involved when they first get there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the first 2 to 3 months. So it's everyone.
Is it? Do you think that's because, is it new energy? It's not the same old, same old. I mean, there must be a difference between serving time and then being ready to be matriculating out of serving time.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've got a lot of things pulling on them. Mm-hmm. For example, just getting your ID.
Yeah.
That's a challenge. And navigating our systems. And then working and yeah. then connecting with children and family. So it's a lot of pressure. And so what the moon calendar does is it allows them to just ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to keep pace while all these demands and pressures are coming at them. So it's a really, they're up against a lot of wall of no's. No, you can't get your social security because of this.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
We won't hire. Well, they won't tell you. We won't hire you because of your background. They won't say that.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, that's what reality is. That's what's going on in the community. So this calendar and really the moon and the gardening and everything helps to ground.
Okay, I'm going to say, for those of you that are listening, if you were listening last week, we were talking about getting a purpose and doing something. And particularly maybe if you were thinking about getting a boat and going fishing or for a living, and you needed crew. I think that these women are the ones that would most appreciate being considered for a job. You know, get that ID, because if I got 1 foot in prison and 1 foot on the street and I'm trying to make that next transition, the last thing you want me to do is go back to prison.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And when they get that opportunity,
yeah.
And they get that nurturing just into the employment. They want to work. Everybody coming out, they want to do well. Nobody comes there saying, I don't want to fail. Mm-hmm. And so, but there's these touch points in which they could just drop into the cracks. And so like Kahukaleo said last week, mm-hmm. we want to work with the communities for them to also be ready for them to come.
It isn't sometimes really interesting how little it takes to get somebody back on track.
Yes.
You know, if you can identify what the person's concern is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really great. Yes. I tell you, one of the other things that I think is important, and that is that every time, you know, you give somebody credit for doing that, I know that you said something's important, and I want to make sure the audience understands it. You know, a simple matter of getting an ID is really tough sometimes.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you think, well, you know, go down and get an ID. It's just not that easy, particularly if you're not from here.
Exactly. You know? Yes. And so, yeah, if you're foreign born,
yeah.
it can take months.
Yeah.
So if you weren't in...
And
so,
how do you get a job without
yes.
an ID?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and all of that, so it's pretty mm-hmm. hard.
You at least need the ID and yeah. social security yeah. card, and then a phone number for them to call yeah. you at. And those things are already they call them the wall of no's
yeah. mm-hmm.
in the first 3 months. It's a really sensitive time that... Many groups yeah. are trying to really help with that, but we need more support in that area.
Well, you know what? You're right on, and people will quite often say it, and that is, you know, if you, if you get into this sea of no's,
yes,
you're likely to take a wrong turn.
Exactly. You know?
And, yes, it doesn't take much to fall off that wagon.
Right.
Yeah. No. Okay, so I think that, gang, one of the things that you want to do is this calendar, this new one, is going to be available, I think, one more time, Amy.
Participating at least by early January.
Yeah, and it's worth waiting for, and it's worth getting. And once you do it, the best way to do it is going to be to get online.
Yeah, just send us an email at info@wpcouncil.org. Again, they're free, so you can just let us know which of the calendars, one or both, and also an address to send it to.
Yeah, and that by the way, this is FREE free, which is really good. But, you know, I wish it was being charged for, because it's worth a lot. You know, I mean,
I think so too.
And it costs a lot to do that. But I think it also shows that there's over 150,000 of us here in Hawaii that are directly connected to the fishery. And this Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council that convenes this show and sponsors part of our show every week, what they do is really, really important. And I would imagine if we go back to you, Talia, and talk about, you know, about all of these Wahine that never heard of the Western Pacific Council, don't know any fishermen, but they're going to be right immersed in one of these programs, that must be very, very comforting that there's so much being done for you.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as they come out, they cannot believe that people like the council, I mean, is there. There's all these different facets of the community that want to see them succeed.
You know, you said early that sometimes the biggest shock is just getting out.
Yes.
You know, and making that trip over there and going to sleep or feeling what it's like to be in a bed where they can actually get up and walk around at night.
Yes.
You know, and there's not a door that's slammed on them.
Right.
How soon is that person ready to learn about things like the calendar and like some of the other things that are going on?
I think within the next couple of weeks. The first week is really just getting acclimated to the new environment and what's going on and what's expected, all the responsibility, because there's a lot.
It's rules.
Yes. And I think within the next 2 weeks, they start going out and start looking for, they're getting their ID, eyeglasses. They got to be able to see. I mean, it's all those basic necessities. They usually get hired or work within 55 days.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting part is one day goes from, can I go for a walk? And then there's, can I go for a walk and go get interviewed? You know?
Yes.
Because isn't it interesting how people, given the opportunity, will participate? I'm impressed with that all the time.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a job readiness course down at the YWCA downtown. That's where they go. And a lot of it is that confidence and self-esteem and just communicating.
Do you still have that nice little way that you get people clothed and ready to go get interviewed?
Yes.
So I think it's a great project.
They go through Dress for Success. So even when they just put on that outfit, they cannot believe. They said, I'm a woman.
Yeah,
just by putting on the outfit.
Well, I don't really know, Amy, how this relationship came to be, but obviously it's a good one, right? Obviously we're going to keep banging on that. So one more time, if the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council puts out this calendar, and this calendar is going to be done ready in January, best way to do it is?
Yeah, if you just send an email to info@wpcouncil.org.
info@wpcouncil.org. Well, that is terrific. Talia, nice meeting you. Yeah, you know, continued success. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Amy, we'll see you real soon, too.
All right, sounds good.
And if there's something that you want to hear on the program, you know what to do. Drop me a line, themikebuckshow@gmail.com, themikebuckshow@gmail.com. And if you want to get a copy of this calendar, FREE, which is really a fair price, is you go to wpcouncil.org or info@wpcouncil.org. Have a nice week. We'll see you next time. Aloha.
Aloha.